test.
Ok, ça marche.
Ça marche, ça va bien, je fais un test, là, oui, c'est beau.
Non, c'est une chose où, au début, moi, j'ai loué ça pour démarrer une grossiste des disques compacts. Et mon histoire, j'ai travaillé dans le domaine des disques depuis 20 ans.
Ah oui?
Et moi, j'ai eu une grande amie qui, j'ai trouvé, a été peinture. Et j'ai pris 5 ans pour lui convaincre, il faut avoir une expo, il faut. Il a finalement dit, oui, je suis prêt à faire une expo. Moi, j'ai lui demandé, où est-ce que tu veux le faire? Est-ce que tu veux que je parle des galeries, à Penéblouin, que je loue un espace, quand je parle à un café ou quelque chose comme ça? Il a regardé mon bureau, ça c'était un bureau, pourquoi here. Pas ici? Moi, j'ai dit, cool, ça va être beaucoup plus facile. À son expo, on a trouvé un deuxième artiste. À son expo, on a trouvé un troisième artiste.
T'es ouvert depuis quand comme ça?
31 mai 1998. Alors, ça fait 8 ans même.
Ouais, ouais.
Ouais,
c'est bon.
And yeah, we're off to the races.
Yeah.
Au début, parce que moi, j'ai aucune éducation ou une histoire dans l'art.
OK.
Et au début, j'ai eu beaucoup de peur. Et maintenant, je réalise, non, c'est pas mal des choses. OK. Yeah, first of all, félicitations. I really, really liked, as I said, I was convinced it was a real film.
Yeah, Victor Pellin, that was the point for Sophie Devast.
Yes.
And even the gallery, even the guy in History of Art,
yes,
in that movie, all the crew didn't know it was fake.
Oh.
Me, Sophie Deraspe, and Eric Devlin knew that.
Okay.
That's all. All the crew, because
Sylvain Boutillet aussi.
Oui, Sylvain Boutillet. Yeah, of course. But and another one, Bernard Lamarche.
Yes.
You know. But all the crew or the staff or even La Sodec and Téléfilm Canada didn't know it was a documentary or what. No, but the first time when I was there, Sophie asked me. Did you talk about Victor Pellin to someone? I said, yeah, but someone, you know, the guy with the camera, she said, don't say a word. Even my father, who play in the, is my partner, kind of my partner in the movie, didn't know that.
Okay.
But that was this kind of idea interest me, because a lot of person phone me or ask me, are you interested to come in my... And I said, but I don't want to be in part of a movie. Okay, but for Sophie, I think the idea was great.
I ran into Mathieu Beausejour 2 days after I saw the film, 3 days after, and I asked him. And he said, well, because I was very worried about all the unknown fakes that were still in the corporate collections. And I said, so have they verified it? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah.
At which point, that's when I said, okay, it's got to be real.
Because Sophie didn't tell me who was in the movie, like at Boutillet. But when I was at the Parisian Laundry, I saw Boutillet and I said, hey, Sylvain, what are you doing here? Are you the guy who made the fake? He said, shh, don't say a word, come here. You know, but I know Boutillet and he's a great artist. But that's why Sophie has so much. This.
Yeah, no, I have full. I have my fingers crossed that the film makes it big.
Yeah, me too. For her, that's her first movie, and I think it's great. And the idea was amazing.
Yes.
Crazy, but amazing.
Yes. But back to you a little bit to start with. Yeah, apparently you were the only Canadian police officer, along with your partner, who only deals with art crimes.
That's what they told me, the journalist, and you know, they told me. But I check around in Canada, and like in the world, usually that type of crime is a financial crime or fraud section. When you call in Toronto, Vancouver, or New York, they have FBI now, 12 special agent work in all USA for art, but they don't have any formation in art. In Canada, you call fraud squad in Toronto, and the guy who will answer about art, it's the same guy who answer about the money, fake money or fake fraud or anything, like in other country too. But the person who I big I was a cop before to be an art investigator, you know, because I began 30 years ago in the police, and after I make a baccalaureate in management. And after that, I switch around 90, switch to go in history of art.
Okay.
And I make my baccalaureate, and I deposit a master, my master degree at the government. Okay. I didn't finish that yet because we changed government at H2, to the cultural ministre de la culture. We switch up every year. But after a couple of years, I began to go to visit the auction house, the gallery, and I found out a couple painting and a carpet. The first one was a carpet stolen in New York.
Okay.
And I called the FBI and I said to my boss, you know, my boss decided to let me work on that kind of job in 1995-94.
Very cool.
And I began at that time to call the journalists to make my own job and to say it's important and to give conference at the ICOM, International Council of Museum. I asked to be a member, and they said, you have to prove, then you make conservation. And I said, yeah, I make conservation. I recuperate stolen pieces from stolen in the gallery. And they said, yeah, you're perfectly right. It's a kind of conservation, new kind, but it's true. And I began to give conference around the world. And it make the bubble very big. The balloon was big. And they asked me to transfer at the Sûreté du Québec. Okay. I was a member of the Montreal Police. I transferred at the Sûreté du Québec, but I asked if someone was to work with me, he has to go or she has to go at university to have at least a baccalaureate in history of art. And I put all my points on the paper to ask, I want that and that and that. And they accept and they said, yeah, it's very, you know, it's like all the police force, they want they want to view, they want to all the world consider them like the most important police force for the Quebec, for the Canada, for this and that. And that's why I created my own job. And now, yeah, we have a kind of reputation and I am proud, but I'm not, you know, the only one, and I don't pretend that I'm an investigator. Excellent, but I think it's important, and I believe in art, and I believe in the artist, and the most important is to have a formation in art and to know the artist, to know the gallery. That's why I told my boss at that point, you know, the most important job that I have is to visit the Vernissage, to go at the show in the museum, to visit the gallery. At least every week we visit a couple galleries. And to have communication contact with them, and we create our alert, and we have we send email to now 35,000 gallery and person with our alert in the world.
Okay, and so then you just answered, how did you get the job? And then my next question was going to be the switch, because I would have assumed you would have started in art history. Then moved to criminology.
No.
It sounds like you went
the
criminology.
Other, yeah, I was undercover for drug squad.
Okay.
I was in charge of the morality squad, the vice squad in the east part, the Italian mafia at that time. And after that, in 90, I was in charge of 20 cops downtown. I have a special project, rapprochement avec les communautés different communities like the punk, the skinhead, prostitute, gay village, and I decided it was enough to manage people and to be in management section. I refused to go at the last interview to be a lieutenant, and I decided to go. I traveled in Paris. I spent a month in Paris to visit all the museums, and I considered them to switch in history of art, and I finished my baccalaureate during. Then I was to switch to be a detective sergeant.
Okay, you're in the process of doing your master's, or
I finished my master. I don't continue my master. Was to try to convince the government to change the civil code.
Okay.
To have a special article to protect artists and museums.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to be very, very difficult, okay, because the gallery lobby,
mm-hmm,
have a lot of pressure on the government. They don't want to push too far the criminal or civil, mm-hmm, code to give some problem to them.
Okay.
But my professor at university, yeah, said it's not very important for you to have your master degree, and I decide to wait till my retirement. I'll be retired in a couple of years, 2-3, mm-hmm, and to make my master degree.
You can't be more than 4 years old. You're my age.
Well, how old are you?
44.
46.
Okay. Ooh, you get to retire at 50?
Yeah.
Oh, very lucky.
I hope so. No. And at that time, I think I will do another, mm-hmm, master degree, because, okay, I'm the president of the Fondation of Serge Lemoine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great,
yes,
painter in the Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my friend. He died in 1998. And I know very well all his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I will switch to make another master degree,
mm-hmm,
about a painter or something more intellectual.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. On specific cases that I know, because there are three that come to my mind. There was the smash and grabs that were happening like 2 years ago downtown on Westmount, in Westmount specifically. There was also the one in Old Montreal.
Yeah.
But the one that I'm most interested in is the 1972 Musée des Beaux-Arts. I've never been able to find consistent information. There was a Rembrandt that was stolen.
Yeah,
and a list of other stuff.
18 painting was stolen.
The museum says more than 50.
18.
Oh, 18 ou 80?
18.
Le musée dit plus que 50.
No.
That's where I get confused.
No. No, I have all the list. I have all the dossier.
That I would love to see.
That's the new book about the museum.
Uh-huh.
More than 15.
However, the museum suffered a blow when around 50 canvases were stolen.
In 1972?
Oui.
No, it's impossible.
No. Suffered a blow. 50 canvases.
No. It's not true.
Okay.
The Montreal Museum of Fine Art Guide.
It's not telling the truth.
Is it new? No.
No.
I have the report. 18. 39 painting was ready near of the garage door.
Okay.
To be go out with the truck of the museum.
And then they came.
And the because when they start the truck. Mm-hmm. The alarm goes on, and they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed 18 painting or 19, and they disappear with it. Plus, it's not just painting. Plus jewel,
mm-hmm,
a bunch of jewel.
Okay.
And after that, they have some contact with the guy who tried to sell that for, mm-hmm, $50,000, and but they never recuperate anything about that.
Okay.
And the guy was three guys, very, very. They prepared the case,
mm-hmm,
very well in 1972. I have all the picture,
mm-hmm,
of the painting. I have all the picture of where the place
yep.
that goes in the museum, mm-hmm, and I know everything about this case, everything, and more than the museum,
mm-hmm,
because 3 years ago I got a cue from a student in the Beaux-Arts,
mm-hmm,
in Montreal, and I told him then I was ready to give him $1 million to recuperate at least one or two paintings,
yeah,
like Laurent Brun and a couple other. And the guy told me, give me a very, very good cue,
mm-hmm,
about the color of the rope they used to go inside. And I told him the color was the rope was that, and he said, oh, no, it was a, I said, oh yeah, okay, that's,
mm-hmm,
why I pretend this guy, if he wasn't in that,
mm-hmm,
in that break-in, he knows very well who made that because it wasn't in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
No picture about that.
Okay.
That's why, you know.
Is there, do you ever think though they will be, which one, found? The paintings.
Where?
Do you think they will ever be found or is they just...
Oh, yeah, no. I think they visit one, because they spend all the summer in front of the museum, on the top of the whole building was there before they made the new part of the museum. And all the person inside this building said, we thought they were employed here. Mm-hmm. And they spend with the two chair on the top of this building all the summer to check the renovation in the museum on the big glass on the top, the skyline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the Labor Day in September, the one had some grip like a Bell Canada to climb the tree, go on the top, take the ladder, put the ladder, and the two others go in. They put a rope and they goes in because probably they visit the museum the week before. And you know the big curtain to protect the skylight to Reno. They put a little bit the other side the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
To protect the alarm detector, the mover detector, and they go in the museum. They went in the kitchen. They found one security agent was there. They put handcuff, and they had a shotgun.
Okay,
and they shot twice on the roof.
Okay,
the two other security agent came on. Came. In the kitchen, and they grab the two others, and they wrap them, and they begin to visit two special gallery, two special room, and they grab this Rembrandt. They grab a lot of other painting, but they put everything near of the truck. That's why the most important painting stayed there.
Okay.
They don't decide which one they're gonna get.
They put them off.
Because they begin to run on the Sherbrooke Street. Okay. The three guys, you know, with the painting, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
Okay.
That's the case. And a couple of weeks after, a guy called back and said, I have all the stuff. I'm ready to give you back. And I put one ring in the Old Port cigar in the telephone booth on Sherbrooke.
Okay.
The police found out. And the director of the museum, a couple days after, said, oh yeah, but maybe you have just had the jewel, and how can we know that you have the painting? And he said, go at the terminus, the train stop. And in this case, Locker, pardon, they go there and they found out a little painting. And they tried to negotiate. And the police put the following person all around in Longueuil, and probably the team found out that the police wasn't the case, and they disappeared with the painting, and we never heard about that till 1997. Someone in BC, the RCMP called me, someone gave all the information, he traveled, and I talked to that guy, was in jail for murder, and I found out then he just gave me all the information. It was in the newspaper at that time. I have all the newspaper, I have all the dossier. I stole the dossier at the police section, and I keep it in my office.
Do you think the paintings are still in Canada?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Like in Boston in 1990 at the Gardiner Museum, it was another big case organized like that. And they stole a police car, they had some uniform, and they grabbed for $300 million of painting. That's the most, the two most important case in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as general, because I know that would be one of the smaller ones, the ones that don't get the headlines. There are, which one, thefts and so on, such as on Green Avenue, such in old Montreal.
Yeah.
Do you find that because you are specialized as an art crimes unit, that there is a higher rate of solving it than other regular, more regular crimes?
It's a It's like in the police, mm-hmm. they have some, it's all the organized crime who made that kind of job. Mm-hmm. They are maybe, I don't know how many specialists in the world about mm-hmm. that, but I know a couple, and I know a couple in Montreal. Mm-hmm. I know someone who make break-in in Westmount or Outremont. Mm-hmm. He's a very specialist. He was in my course in university in history of art.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, this guy is, he know very well mm-hmm. art. Another one that I bust a couple years ago here was in jail in 7 countries in the world for art crimes. Okay? Mm-hmm. I arrest him twice here. Now he's in France. We know everywhere mm-hmm. where he traveled. Okay. He has 3 passports. Mm-hmm. And it's very, the mafia or the bikers mm-hmm. or the West Gang, mm-hmm. they launder a lot of money yeah. with mm-hmm. that. It's easy, and I convince all my boss, and I give example, of a Cezanne of $16 million. Mm-hmm. It was in the end of the biker gang, the Hells Angel, mm-hmm. to go at the Christie's to sell mm-hmm. that. You know, it's easy, like you and me, yeah. we went in the mm-hmm. room, and we bet on the painting. Yeah. They don't care to, they don't have to pay us, mm-hmm. but we pay the Christie's or yes. the auction house. $1 million or $2 million, but they launder at least 14, yes. 13, 12. Mm-hmm. With that's a painting of £1, mm-hmm. it's not too bad, yes. you know. It's in the past to launder with the restaurant, with mm-hmm. building, with, yeah, it's still on, but more with other things like diamond, mm-hmm. art, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And it is, given that you are the art crime specialist in Canada, you're based in Quebec, and it is the Montreal and the Sûreté du Québec. One thing that I've seen is that there's more art here in Montreal than yeah. there's any place else in
yeah,
Canada.
For sure.
More art here than like almost any place, but nobody outside of Quebec knows about it.
No, mm-hmm. but artists, mm-hmm. gallery, museum, and us, mm-hmm. we know that. And the criminal too, mm-hmm. you know. When you're in the art middle, you know that Toronto is the most important city of art in Canada. Mm-hmm. The most important deal, and all a lot of galleries now make business with Toronto yep. from Montreal. Mm-hmm. But to travel, you know, and you can see then the major gallery in Toronto mm-hmm. make deal with Montreal gallery. Mm-hmm. Why? Because art is here. Mm-hmm. Art, artists, or even Anglo or Franco artists pass by Montreal, mm-hmm. even the group of 7, yes. mm-hmm. they visit Montreal. Yeah. Why? To have this culture than we have here. We have the bulk culture, French and English. Mm-hmm. We are in the way to go in USA or in USA to go in Europe because we speak.
Mm-hmm. They do not.
We, mm-hmm. as well as we can, yes. but we are able to transit to USA mm-hmm. and to speak this language. When you have a criminal in Switzerland or in France, mm-hmm. more in France, they don't speak English in France, mm-hmm. and you know that. Yeah. If you went in Paris, mm-hmm. they piss you off yes. about your language, and they don't know my French mm-hmm. too. I have to speak in English in Paris mm-hmm. because they don't understand me right. and neither. But even the criminal, they don't speak English. Mm-hmm. They steal in the castle over there, yeah. and they call in Montreal to have a connection for USA.
Okay.
It's easier, and that's the way, because we don't have a big, we have a lot of collector here, but not enough to pass all this mm-hmm. art things mm-hmm. here. But they travel with the, and even in BC or in Toronto, it's just a point to transit to US,
okay.
and the opposite too.
Okay, why do you think it is that, other than just the two cultures, is that the only reason there's so much art here?
Oh, no, it's like Switzerland a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. about the law. We have civil code here, we have criminal code, we have a common law in Ontario and for the other provinces. Mm-hmm. And here we have civil code. You know, we are all in between two law, mm-hmm. and it's easier for a criminal to play with it.
Okay.
And to have a stash here, mm-hmm. to put the painting or the okay. the object, mm-hmm. and to wait a couple years, and it's hard to seize to have a warrant. So, you know, like in Switzerland mm-hmm. a couple years ago. Now they changed since last year, and you can have that from the. On the internet, and the new law protect more than all other countries because the international community put a lot of pressure on Switzerland mm-hmm. because all criminals had an address on the no man's land in okay. Switzerland mm-hmm. and it was impossible for me or other police force even in Switzerland to seize or to have a warrant to go there. What they do? Mm-hmm. At that time, they had an address over there, they steal everywhere and they put the stuff over in that address.
Okay.
And they wait for the customer. Mm-hmm. They adjust a photo, yep. picture, mm-hmm. and they ask the customer. And at that time, they ask at someone to Quebec to go there to pick up the and to travel you.
Okay.
Because if we go, if you go in France or in US mm-hmm. With a painting, he'll be sure then the custom will stop you and ask a lot of questions, not just the bill.
Okay.
They're gonna seize the painting or retain the yep. painting 1-2 days mm-hmm. when someone to wait then someone like a professor or pass mm-hmm. and say no it's not, yes it is, mm-hmm. yes and okay.
Okay.
No it's not stolen, yes it is mm-hmm. and but more now the custom every time then even the museum okay. import something, mm-hmm. they call me. I like, we receive a painting, it's from Dr. John Posse mm-hmm. at the Montreal Museum. Yeah, I will go there and check it. Mm-hmm. Even I know then it's okay, but I okay. have to check everything.
Okay. Okay.
But it's good now, mm-hmm. and we can see like the guy from France, he returned in France, he tried here 4 years and I grabbed him twice. Mm-hmm. He decided, it's not what I thought. mm-hmm. Moved out.
Okay, because there it's here. Because I only do first solo shows, I tell all the artists, if somebody steals it, it's a good thing. Because it means that they love the painting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a publicity.
Yes.
Like Picasso mm-hmm. made that. You know, 50 years ago, and a lot of painting made that mm-hmm. trying like Rio Pell.
Yes.
Rio Pell pretend in France, if someone want to grab that, I'm gonna pay him, and you know,
yes. mm-hmm.
it's like to be in the newspaper, yeah. and mm-hmm. yeah, but you can have more publicity, because if it's negative after mm-hmm. a couple of times,
yes.
then I found out it was, you know, the yes. artist himself. Mm-hmm. Who made the break-in, mm-hmm. I think it's not very good for mm-hmm. the career of
no,
the painting.
But
painter.
Here, because it's they do just one, I say, well, they obviously yeah. they don't have the money, they love the painting,
yeah, yeah.
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, when it's only, when you have a career, that it becomes dangerous, what are some of the, do you have any easy suggestions on how to prevent art theft?
Prevent art theft,
from,
yeah.
From a gallery first.
From a gallery, mm-hmm. I suggest that to hire the security company. Mm-hmm. They're gonna suggest to you then to put camera, mm-hmm. to put you know, the most important thing for a gallery is to have a buzzer at the door.
Okay.
You know, because after a couple theft, mm-hmm. you know, usually you have a break-in in the gallery, but it's mm-hmm. rare now. They have a grab and run
yes.
more mm-hmm. and more, even in Paris and in Italy. Mm-hmm. And if you have a buzzer, yeah, a lot of time we catch the guy.
Yeah.
Since 2-3 years, we arrest maybe 4 or 5 person mm-hmm. like this. You know, the gallery refused to open the door. But a lot of gallery doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. And when you put like a painting near of the door, mm-hmm. it's very easy for a lady to yep. come in and ask you a question about the painting in the back, mm-hmm. and another yes. one gonna grab and disappear with it. I see that too much happening mm-hmm. still today.
Yep.
And a lot of suggestions like this. You have to visit, and I visit sometime, I visit museum, and I visit new museum, new gallery, mm-hmm. and they ask me that type of question. And it's different for all the house, the emplacement yes. of the gallery, mm-hmm. Near the door, not the door, mm-hmm. but that kind of. But for to have a camera, because I know I have in my, in my suit, mm-hmm. in, I have maybe 40-50 picture of the criminal mm-hmm. who are specialists in art crimes
okay.
in Montreal. Sometimes with make other crimes, but at least once or twice we arrest them special, mm-hmm. Specially
okay.
for art.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of there over the summer, the Sûreté du Québec put out the top 10 most wanted list of Quebec criminals. Given that there is confusion about the Musée des Beaux-Arts and stuff, have you ever thought of putting the art from Quebec that is disappeared, that has been stolen, up on the internet as well?
It's but it will be, because Interpol have a database.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy the CD-ROM.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have a lot of more efficacy.
Which one?
Efficacy.
It's more efficient.
Efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's more efficient if all the person can have that on the
mm-hmm.
internet. Now Interpol will change that. Oh. FBI have a site on
mm-hmm.
internet. Scotland Yard. Mm-hmm. I went in Scotland Yard last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with the guy, he's in charge of art crimes over there, and we maybe have something together to have a data bank. I have a home data bank mm-hmm. with the Sûreté du Québec, and we can give information at all the gallery mm-hmm. or collector or museum. I have more than 2,000 stolen pieces on mm-hmm. that data bank. We want to put that mm-hmm. on the Sûreté du Québec site, or to have a special site for that,
mm-hmm.
but it's it takes time
mm-hmm.
and to be very secure.
Yes.
But I think we have in the world too many data bank, different data bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have one in USA, you have one in Scotland Yard, they don't want to share
mm-hmm.
that. They don't want to share with us. It's no, because this painting, you know, it's not international paint. Yeah, but the criminal
mm-hmm.
travel in the same day, you know, in 3, 4, 5 countries,
mm-hmm.
and we still have our own database for
mm-hmm.
himself.
Yeah.
I share just international painting to Interpol over what price?
Mm-hmm.
A painting of $2,000, is it enough to put on the... I don't know, Alain, you know, in Interpol, someone in France will decide take long
mm-hmm.
time, and I think we are in 2006-07 soon, I think in the world we have to have
mm-hmm.
the special forces like Interpol maybe, but more efficient
mm-hmm.
to have all the painting
yes.
or the pieces
mm-hmm.
stolen together.
Yep.
You know, the Italy have a database, but you have to buy the CD-ROM.
Mm-hmm.
Tremo in France, mm-hmm. we have to buy that. We have to buy Interpol, but it's impossible and ask an Interpol or at France who bought that CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Maybe 3, 4, 7 police force
mm-hmm.
in the world, in Africa. You know, I'm in contact with Mr. Goudonou
mm-hmm.
in Africa, who is in charge of the museum, the Francophone
mm-hmm.
Museum in Africa. They don't know to share with who
yes.
the picture of the stolen pieces. Alain, I have to send that at Interpol, at you, at FBI, at who? You know,
mm-hmm.
I think more contact
yes.
we have together, or if we can have email,
mm-hmm.
email copie conforme
yes. mm-hmm.
with all the police force
mm-hmm.
in the world, with one person or two, it's
yes, that
the
would
control
be.
Will
mm-hmm.
be there, and with Interpol it will be nice to have that. But you have on the CD-ROM of Interpol 20,000 pieces stolen since 30, 40 years.
Yes.
Just in Italy, each year more 100,000 pieces
okay.
disappear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apart from police work,
what
besides Serge Lemoyne,
oui.
But I assume you do have some of his pieces,
oui.
His artwork.
Oh, not much.
Not much? But do you collect art?
No.
No, you don't?
No, I don't collect.
Okay, why not?
Because I see too much during the day. At my house, I have some special pieces
mm-hmm.
for me. Then
okay.
it's from the artist,
mm-hmm.
then I bought from them.
Okay.
The artist that I like. And not very much.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
You can count that on two ends.
Okay. Who are the artists you like?
Oh, Gauvreau, Molinari, Lemoine,
mm-hmm.
they are
yep.
and they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have the opportunity to be in contact with the artists,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you like them and you develop a
mm-hmm.
you know friendship
yes.
with them, and like Riopelle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not rich enough to have a Riopelle at my house.
You can get some prints.
Yeah, that's no, but I'm not collector. Okay. But I had the opportunity to see everything in the museum. Mm-hmm. I visit the reserve at Le Louvre.
Yeah.
I visit, you know, all the museum. They receive me because I'm a member of ICOM. They show me, and when I go at the custom, you know, take a Modigliani in your hand, a Gauguin in your hand, and check the back and the front. Even the conservator doesn't have this opportunity.
Yes.
And me, I think I touch even all the great artists in the world. I got them in my hand. Even Leonardo da Vinci.
Very cool.
I touch a Leonardo da Vinci, but for me it's important, and it's important. Yeah, the contact with the painting, and I know that I'm very, even in French I don't find the word, but chanceux, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to have that opportunity.
Yes.
And you know, at my house it's different, maybe. But I'm not this kind of collector, you know, to buy and sell. I'm not that type, but I like to have special pieces, and that's all.
Two things. One is, I had a similar experience back in the 80s. I was a big baseball fan, and the most expensive baseball card was going up for auction.
Right.
I realized that the Metropolitan had a copy of it, the same one. There were six in the world. The Hannes Wagner card got bought for, I think, $10 million.
Yeah.
At the time it was at the auction, I had gone to the Metropolitan, can I see your baseball cards? And the way that they had them at the time was just in a book, like a stamp collection from the 1940s, with one hinge.
Right.
And I looked at the book and realized, this book is worth $60 million, holding it. Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But aside on that, but collecting, you don't have to buy and sell.
I collect. I don't collect. Because a collector, you have a collection.
Yes,
you know, a collection, it's more than 10 paintings.
Yes.
I don't have that much.
But
a collector, I know a lot of collectors, but I'm not interested about that. I see what I want every day.
Yeah.
Okay, in my house, I have some pieces very
chosen. Specific, special.
Because
that's one thing I find difficult in Quebec, especially as a gallery, is there are not that many collectors.
No,
everybody says, I can go look at the art, and if I go look at the art, that's enough. And to me, that's one of the reasons why Quebecois art is not known internationally, because if you could just go see it, if you buy it, then you tell friends about it, it comes to the top. So I'm trying to get more collectors out there.
Yeah.
And then, I think I got, about the movie. How did you know Sophie Desraspes before the movie?
No, they called me a couple years ago.
Okay.
Because she had this idea, and they didn't tell me about anything about Victor Pellerin. She just wanted to have some information about what I did, and what kind of investigation. She had this idea first, but she's very intelligent, and she didn't tell me anything. She just asked me, are you interested to be in the movie, in a kind of movie, or to be? I said, you know, I have a lot of things to do, and I don't have, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, at least once or two in a month, someone proposed me to go in a movie, to play in a movie, to a documentary, in a review, and take time. And I give maybe, it was more before, but I give 10 at 12 conference each year.
Yes.
But Sophie said, yeah, but let me think something, and I'll call you back. She came back at my office, and she proposed me that kind of movie. And we spent 3-4 hours together, and she take notes, and she convinced me to be a part in that movie. And it was a great experience for me. I'm not a good actor at all. I don't like me at all. Because it's in between, you know. I'm not real, and I know that. I'm not so convinced that when it's real, and I'm not an actor.
You to me,
and I can find that.
To me, you acted very, very well.
Thank you, but I don't think so.
And so, Yeah, okay. Then, because I've now gone through all my questions, do you have anything you'd like me to ask? Est-ce qu'il y a des choses que...
Yeah, it's true. Then the collector, it's difficult to market here. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot gallery and artists decide to go in Toronto. But mm-hmm. we don't have to forget that we're just 7 million in Quebec, yeah. And a lot of person like gallery or artists from France or Europe or in USA said, "Oh, the market it's not so good in mm-hmm. Montreal." Yeah, but things, some just little thing. Compare with USA, compare with a city mm-hmm. like Los Angeles or Toronto, or it's not too bad. We have a lot of artists, mm-hmm. and if we can send the artists everywhere in the world, mm-hmm. yeah, we can. It's good for us. But I think we have to make more, like Germany. Like mm-hmm. you know, I got in Europe a little book about the artists now, mm-hmm. art now.
Yes.
And you have 100 artists in that book, mm-hmm. and you can find that then we're not big enough.
No.
Because the Denmark, the mm-hmm. Switzerland, Germany is mm-hmm. the top yes. on the list now. Mm-hmm. And when you compare Quebec to the USA, mm-hmm. we are very, very good position.
Yes.
But we are good position. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to stop at that point, mm-hmm. because we're bigger than, because I made the comparison with the artist. We have one artist in Canada who is recognized in that book, is mm-hmm. Jeff Wall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the rest of the artists, nobody knows mm-hmm. about that. In USA, they have, I think, 3 or 4, but they are 300 million yes. mm-hmm. person. We are 30.
Although to me, it's in music, Céline Dion, ouais. Cirque du Soleil.
Oui.
Eux, ils peuvent faire. Pourquoi yeah. pas dans les arts visuels aussi?
Oui, why not? Mm-hmm. Because it's not, it's like USA.
Yeah.
The visual art, it's not very important. Mm-hmm. The big show like Cirque du Soleil mm-hmm. or a good artist, oh. it's
non,
not
non,
big enough.
Mais les artistes américains, the American oui. visual artists, the American painters, oui. are way better known than Canadian visual artists.
Yeah, but not big, not recognized as like European country, like mm-hmm. Alemagne, like Germany mm-hmm. and Switzerland. You know, you have maybe 12, I don't know. I have that at my mm-hmm. office, all the comparison. Mm-hmm. And the USA are, I think it's the 16 raw in the world, mm-hmm. not in the top 10. They are 16.
Okay.
We are better with one artist mm-hmm. on 30. They have maybe 6 or 4 mm-hmm. or 7 or something like that on 300 million.
Okay.
We are better than them, but we mm. don't have to stop there. No. Because the Holland, Germany, mm-hmm. Switzerland, British, they are better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we can find out the culture is different, and the government and the gallery work together, mm-hmm. not to put money on that, but to develop
yes.
a system.
Mm-hmm.
I visit Den Haag and in Holland. Mm-hmm. Den Haag and Amsterdam, they visit, the person who visit the museum, it's amazing. And Den Haag, it's not a big city. Mm-hmm. When you go in Germany, why? Because they put mm-hmm. system to develop
yes.
art, artist, gallery, museum, mm-hmm. you know?
No, what I, my pipe dream, my mes rêves en couleur,
oui.
Is that the Quebec government says if you donate Quebec art to an international museum, that you get a break on your taxes.
Right.
Because right now, if you donate it to a Quebec museum,
right.
you get 25% more.
Right.
If you don't, to me, it's if they donate it to, say, the Metropolitan,
right.
to whatchamacallit, the Louvre, right. to another collecting international, 15% more.
Right.
Because then that way, Quebec art gets known internationally,
mm-hmm.
and then we wait 30 years, and suddenly.
Yeah,
art is up
you're
there
perfectly
the
right. And but now what we do, we have the same minding mm-hmm. than 50, 60
yes.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, we conserve the museum
yeah.
here with artists from the Quebec
mm-hmm.
here. No. The German, the
mm-hmm.
Holland have yes. this system.
Mm-hmm.
You want painting? Okay, we have a special price. We pay 50 for it. And you pay 50, it's okay, go.
Mm-hmm.
And now the artist, well, he received what he
Exactly.
What he deserved. Yeah, it's a system.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome anytime.
Wonderful to meet you.
For me too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
But now I have to check that with them. But it's what year? You know? Let me check with my glasses.
C'est ce que j'ai. C'est l'introduction. Dans l'histoire. Oui, ok.